Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ed Crosby. Batting second. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Kern. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby strikes out. Williams drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Crosby out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Grich steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is hit by the pitch. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Kern and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hendrick moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Robinson moves to third. Spikes moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gritch. Robinson scores. Spikes scores. McCraw moves to third. Broemer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to home to get McCraw. Broemer moves to third. Duncan moves to second. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kern. Bumbrey moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Powell moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brohmer. The throw from Williams and he is out, Grich applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Smith now playing left field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nordbrook bunts in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Blair scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Bumbrey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Duncan hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Tom Buskey now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 6, Orioles, 6. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-4 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nordbrook moves to second. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bumbry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordbrook scores. It's 7-6, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbry. The throw from Duncan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. It's 8-6, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Tommy Davis. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the mound. Buskey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Rusty Torres. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Spikes moves to second. Grant Jackson now pitching. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.